Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Sharperson. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Steib. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff takes first base on ball four. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Witt and he is out, Sharperson applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Redus steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is hit by the pitch. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharperson hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Witt for a passed ball. Fisk moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Calderon scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Witt and he is out, Sharperson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield is hit by the pitch. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barfield moves to third. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGriff strikes out. There goes Upshaw. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Calderon scores. Boston moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. John Cerutti now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cerutti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Barfield strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGriff hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Redus steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerutti spins and fires to second, with Fernandez covering, and Redus is picked off. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. Rance Mullenix pinch hits for Mike Sharperson. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullenix now playing third base. Garth Eorg now playing second base. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg misplays the ball. That's an error on eOrg. Lions moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Barfield strikes out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on DeLeon. Bell moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw strikes out. 2 outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Ray Searage now pitching. Matt Stark pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Matt Stark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Searage, and towards Hill, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Nunez now pitching. Matt Stark now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redus strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth eOrg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. eOrg is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. eOrg hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Rance Mullenix. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.